You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good morning and a happy Wednesday morning to you, Sooners Nation. Welcome to the Locked On Sooners podcast. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams, and you can follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Sooners. You can also read my work covering the Oklahoma Sooners at the Sooners Wire at usatoday.com. And before we start talking about some Oklahoma Bowl projections, Big 12 Bowl projections, got to talk to you about the Locked On Big 12 podcast. There's no better place to get all of your Big 12 conference news than the Locked On Big 12 podcast hosted by Josh Neighbors. Follow the Locked On Big 12 podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Athlon Sports released their latest bowl projections for the 2021 football season, and the Oklahoma Sooners have landed in the Orange Bowl. Now, the Orange Bowl's got some very fond memories heading all the way back to the year 2000 when Oklahoma last won their national championship under Bob Stoops. They had that 13-2 win over the Florida State Seminoles. However, the Orange Bowl has not been so kind to the Oklahoma Sooners in their most recent appearances. Back in 2004, they played the Trojans, and we remember what happened in that game. 2014, lost in the Orange Bowl to the Clemson Tigers, 37-17. Man, very unfortunate circumstances in the Orange Bowl. What was probably the most unfortunate thing about those games is you started off with the lead. You led the scoring against USC. Got up seven nothing on a Jason White touchdown pass. And then USC just like came to life and scored a bunch of unanswered points. And that game really got away from the Sooners really quickly. And that was a fantastically talented USC team with Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush and Steve Smith. It was a really, really good football team. Lendell White, let's not underestimate how good that USC team was. I mean, that was probably the first version of the LSU Tigers under Joe Burrow. Like, it was a team that was so good. We hadn't really seen an offense as good as they were, except for maybe even Oklahoma's until that season. And yeah, the USC Trojans were just like unstoppable that year. And then again, against Clemson, I mean, they played the Clemson Tigers close for a while in that game. At one point it was tied 17-17. But Oklahoma's defense just couldn't hold on, and Deshaun Watson and the Tigers just kind of pulled away. But Athlon Sports has Oklahoma projected to play in the Orange Bowl as part of the college football playoff this year in the semifinal against Clemson. Now, this is not Trevor Lawrence's Clemson. They'll be breaking in a new quarterback. Now, the Tigers, they still have a really quality quarterback coming up behind Trevor Lawrence and DJ Uiagalelei. He's a big guy. He's going to be a really tough player to bring down, and they're going to use him similar to how the Florida Gators used Tim Tebow. Now, he's going to be a better passer, a better thrower than Tim Tebow was, but when they run that designed power, quarterback power for DJ Uiagalelei, that's going to be a tough one, man. The Oklahoma Sooners, if they end up playing Clemson in the college football playoff, they're going to have a tough time. I think the ACC is going to have a difficult time with DJ Uiagalelei, and it's pretty likely that Clemson will make the college football playoff. And I think, you know, Dabo Swinney will have this team rolling like he does every year. Again, one of the best college football coaches in the country. But I think, again, the expectations, there are high expectations for the Oklahoma Sooners. And so there's no reason to think that they won't make the Orange Bowl or won't make the college football playoff. I think we've talked about it a lot on the show that there isn't a team, Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, all included, that is better prepared, better positioned to make a run at the national championship than the Oklahoma Sooners, with their starting quarterback returning, with their, you know, pass catchers, a big portion of their pass catchers returning from last year, a lot, you know, several members of their offensive line returning from last year. their defensive line is going to look stout. They've got linebackers that are returning as well. Their linebacker core is going to be a very veteran group. It's going to be deep. And their defensive back group, I think, is going to even be better than what it's been in the years past, with guys like Woody Washington and DJ Graham taking over as the starters full time heading into 2021. Obviously, the Sooners will have to win all their games, or at least not lose more than one, to make it to the college football playoff. But I think, you know, it's a good projection, because that's where the expectations are for the Sooners. And it's going to be a lot of fun once the 2021 season kicks off on September 4th against Tulane, to finally get to see this team meet those expectations on a week in, week out basis. And I really hope they do get to play Clemson or Bama or Ohio State in that college football playoff. Yes, those teams will come with some excuses if the Sooners are able to beat them, but I really think that could be a lot of fun. Just being able to play one of those teams that's been a power for the last half decade to a decade, especially if you get to go down south into ACC country and play the best team in the ACC. Because I think that they're probably going to be there too. DJ Uiagalelei, he's going to be able to do enough as he transitions into the starting quarterback position to keep Clemson well positioned to play in the college football playoff. And coming up next, let's talk about some Big 12 playoff projections. Where does Athlon Sports see the Big 12 teams headed in the postseason for 2021? We'll talk about that next here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. Are you looking to make restaurant quality food? Are you serious about your cookware? Are you serious about cooking? Well, maybe it's time for you to look into Made In. Made In produces professional quality cookware and knives for those who love to cook. They source the finest materials and partner with renowned craftsmen to make premium kitchen tools available directly to you without the markup. Made In products are made to last, and they offer a lifetime guarantee. The cookware distributes heat evenly and can easily go from the stovetop to the oven, and their knives are fully forged, perfectly balanced, and stay sharp. They have 28,000 plus five-star reviews, and their products are used by some of the world's best chefs at Michelin-starred restaurants around the world. And right now, Made In is offering our listeners 15% off your first order with our promo code LOCKEDON. This is the best discount available anywhere online for Made In products. So go to madeincookware.com/lockedon and use promo code LOCKEDON for 15% off your first order. That's madeincookware.com/lockedon. Use promo code LOCKEDON. Made In, better cookware for better meals. And now let's talk about the Big 12 bowl projections that Athlon Sports released. Well, they released bowl projections for the whole of college football, but let's talk about the Big 12 and where they have them headed. In total, they've got 8 of the 10 Big 12 teams headed to a bowl game. And that's pretty impressive. I mean, considering the depth that the Big 12 has, I always get Oklahoma on the brain as I'm talking on this show. The depth that the Big 12 has, I think, is very underrated. We see a lot of times that the middle of the Big 12 just kind of beats up on each other a lot of times. You know, there's not necessarily a top heavy group where it's always kind of the same teams in the top two or three, right? There's like this upper class, the first tier, which is Oklahoma, right? They're the cream of the crop, number one. And then you have this kind of second tier, which has included Iowa State. You know, Kansas State was kind of on the verge of heading toward that second tier last year until Skylar Thompson got hurt. And then you have, kind of like Iowa State's that second tier. Maybe Texas is in that second tier. They like to think that they're probably in the first tier, but come on, let's be real. And then in that third tier, you got like a bunch of teams, right? You got your Oklahoma States or Iowa or your Kansas States. TCU, maybe. I mean, it's a big third tier before you get to Kansas, the lowly Kansas Jayhawks down there at the bottom, and maybe even Texas Tech. You know, you probably need to have your own tier for Kansas and then, you know, your Texas Techs. But in that middle tier, you've got, you know, Baylor, Kansas State, Texas, West Virginia, Oklahoma State. I feel like it's in kind of that middle, that third tier. TCU as well, you know, and so it's like the middle class of the Big 12 is fairly deep. I think that's a group where we even saw last year where it just beat up on each other. And that was the only reason the Oklahoma Sooners were able to get themselves back into the college football playoff. I mean, yeah, you had some teams starting to emerge with Oklahoma's two losses early in the season, but because everybody was beating each other, Oklahoma was able to find themselves back into the Big 12 championship discussion. And even on the outside of the college football playoff discussion because of that. And so let's look at some of the bowl history in recent years for the Big 12. So last year in 2020, they went 5-0, which was a really impressive performance. Now we're not, Big 12 rah-rah people here, but for the conference itself, for recruiting, like for Oklahoma to improve in recruiting, the Big 12 has got to get better, especially on the non-conference slate. That's just a reality. Until the Big 12 is viewed with more respect nationally, it's hard to kind of place them in that same category as the Big 10 or the SEC. I think it should be around the same level as the ACC. It just, for some reason, doesn't get the same respect that the ACC does, which is also just kind of it's Clemson and then there's a bunch of teams, right? So they went 5-0. In 2019, they only went 1-5. And yeah, yikes, big yikes, right? With the one win being Texas. Yes, you can celebrate your bowl victory because you're the only Big 12 team to win a bowl that year. In 2018, they went 4-3. Not bad, not bad. Another seven teams making the postseason. 2017, they went 5-3. And in 2016, they went 4-2. So it's pretty safe to say that 2019 season was a bit of an outlier. As you know, these teams in the Big 12, they can be so up and down sometimes. You just never really know what to expect. But let's look at some projections. So first of all, on December 22nd, you've got the Baylor Bears, Dave Aranda, facing the Army Golden Knights. And that could be a lot of fun. Dave Aranda's defense is really on the rise. Army is just one of those teams that, you hate to say this about the military schools, but they're just a bit of a nuisance, right? Their offense is just a bit of a nuisance. They're a team that just keeps coming at you. You know, when they run that triple option, it's just difficult to defend. And so I think that could actually be a really, really fun game. We saw Baylor's defense give Oklahoma some fits last season and make it a little bit challenging for the Sooners, but their offense just really wasn't able to keep pace. But I think that could be a really, really fun matchup early in the bowl season on December 22nd. And then you have the Liberty Bowl, December 28th. A little bit of a border war here with West Virginia taking on Kentucky. Do they border? I don't know if they border. I'm going to have to look that up because I'm failing geography right now. And it's really disappointing to me because I pride myself on being really good at geography. But now I can't tell you if West Virginia and Kentucky border each other. And they do. Okay. I feel much better now. Thank you, Google Maps, for making me not look foolish, because that would have been really, really embarrassing. And I would have left it because you deserve transparency here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. But yeah, December 28th, the Liberty Bowl, border war between West Virginia and the Kentucky Wildcats. I think that could be just a fun matchup for the two schools in particular, because yeah, I mean, they don't get to play each other very often, but the two states are right next to each other. A good, nice Big 12 SEC middle class matchup there. And then on December 28th, a little bit of a Big 12 North rivalry, according to Athlon Sports Bowl projections. This is in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. This is when you know you have way too many bowl games, when you have the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Kansas State taking on Nebraska. And again, what would be a fun little Big 12 North reunion. Then on the 29th, this is going to be kind of a fun one. Two of the traditional powers who constantly get a little bit overrated get to meet in the Cheez-It Bowl. And is it not perfectly synonymous with these two teams? I feel like that they're just Cheez-Its. I don't know. Pretty good crackers, maybe a little bit overrated. They'll play each other. That's Notre Dame and Texas potentially facing off in the Cheez-It Bowl, according to Athlon Sports Bowl projections. I don't know. I think, I don't know why, but these projections are like a match made in heaven. And this one This one to me is just perfect because, again, Notre Dame constantly gets a little bit overrated. Texas always gets a little bit overrated. So, yeah, I think that could be a lot of fun just to see at least these two teams who are constantly a bit overrated playing each other. And we could see if Texas can continue their middling bowl success. And then in the Alamo Bowl on December 29th, you got Oklahoma State. And then Athlon Sports is projecting maybe Arizona State. But again, that's going to depend on some of the NCAA investigations and then how quickly they come to a decision about any potential punishment that they might face. And then, as we talked about in the first segment, on December 31st in the Orange Bowl, the Oklahoma Sooners facing the Clemson Tigers. And then on January 1st, you got the Iowa State Cyclones versus the Georgia Bulldogs, another really solid Big 12 versus SEC matchup. This would be a huge barometer for Iowa State. Now, this is not a playoff game. It's in the New Year's Six Bowl. But if this is a program that's really ready to take another step forward onto the national landscape, this is a game that if they get into it against a team like Georgia, they would have to win. And then in the Texas Bowl on January 4th, you've got TCU playing Arkansas. And that again, that could be a fun game as well. I think Arkansas is one of those teams that if Oklahoma or if the Big 12 ended up looking at expansion, well, if Oklahoma looked at expanding the Big 12, because, I mean, they're the power in the Big 12, that Arkansas could be one of those teams to look at, maybe stealing from the SEC. It's a regional team that makes a lot of sense, would provide a fun kind of border rivalry with Oklahoma and some of the Texas schools as well, just being so close, again, a former Big 8 team. I think that could be a lot of fun. And then hopefully the Sooners are able to play in the national championship game. So there you have it. That's Athlon Sports' latest bowl projections for the Big 12. And coming up next, we've got to talk about a way too early mock draft that not only has one Sooner and going in the first round, but now we finally got a second Sooner getting his due in mock drafts. And we'll talk about that next here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. But first, I got to talk to you about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. There's nothing like it. It's 100% covered in chocolate and it tastes fantastic. Not only does it taste great, it is great for you. They've got amazing flavors like coconut, cherry, barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. Right now, I've been really digging that mint brownie. And best of all, they've got a ton of protein and they're low in calories and low in sugar. Most bars have anywhere from 130 to 180 calories and 17 to 18 grams of protein. And again, here's the best part, only 4 or 5 grams of sugar, 4 or 5 net carbs. They're amazing flavors, all good for you, and they all taste great. And you can go to builtbar.com and use our promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order. That's builtbar.com, promo code LOCKED15. And for the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team, go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. And now here on the Locked On Sooners podcast, we got to talk about a mock draft. We got mock drafts, and we're going to continue to talk about it because I feel like over the course of the next 6-7 months, we're going to see Oklahoma Sooners start to emerge into the first round of the NFL's mock or the NFL draft. I think we'll even see several end up in the top 100, top 50 as well. But let's talk about this. In Bleacher Report's latest mock draft, they've got Spencer Rattler going first overall to the Houston Texans. If you haven't been paying attention, Deshaun Watson is in potentially some legal trouble and might face a suspension by the NFL because of a lot of allegations of impropriety with women. And so it's looking like Houston is going to be very quarterback-less and might be looking for a new franchise quarterback, and that could be Spencer Rattler. So going number one overall, Spencer Rattler. And then Nick Bonito finally finds his way into a first round of the NFL mock drafts. And I've always been kind of flabbergasted as to why we're not seeing more Nick Bonito in the first round of mock drafts, because he was one of the best pass rushers in college football last year. He's coming back and there's a great chance he's going to be one of the best college or pass rushers in college football this year. Now, he's not necessarily going to be a fit for every team. he projects more as kind of a 3-4 outside linebacker or a rush linebacker like he is in college. He's not going to be a strong side defensive end. You can probably play him as a weak side defensive end, but because of his dropback ability, you're probably going to want to play him as a 3-4. And his size, you know, he's a little bit undersized, but I think in certain 4-3 defenses, he could work, you know, like the Dallas Cowboys or the Seattle Seahawks. They're going to try and employ a bit smaller, weak side edge defenders. And Nick Bonito could probably fall into that category, but he needs to be like a solidified first round pick. And, you know, again, I know people are going to be turned off by his size, but he's going to have room for to add, what, 15 pounds when he gets to the NFL, or even 10 if you just want him to play in, you know, like the 240s. Here's what Bleacher Report had to say about Bonito. Bonito finished first in pass rush grade and pass rush win rate and pressure rate generated last season per Pro Football Focus. And all three numbers rank among the top five overall since the site started to record college football stats. His 8.5 sacks last season tied for 8th in the nation as well. And like I said, I think he's going to be a guy that is going to project well. So they've got him going number 17 overall to the Los Angeles Chargers. And the Chargers kind of run more of that 3-4 style defense. Now, teams are in nickel, you know, 60 to 70% of the time in the NFL anymore. They'll still use these kind of stand-up edge rushers. If they're a base 3-4, they'll still kind of use those guys as their edge and nickel. They'll just have, you know, more traditional defensive tackles, or they'll just play a little bit different shades on their defensive line. But yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. I think, you know, there's several more players we could see. I mean, we've seen Jalen Redmond, we've seen Perrion Winfrey that could potentially make it into the first round. I think those guys are easily top 100 picks. We could very well see an offensive lineman like a Wanye Morris find himself into the first round. I think it's potential. There's potential to see maybe a Kennedy Brooks even work his way into the first round. Now, it's unlikely that Kennedy Brooks will get there because the NFL worries a lot about traits, and running backs have been falling out of the first round even more so. But I think that he just does, like we've talked about so much on this show, he just does so many things so well, and he's just really good at a lot of things. And so it wouldn't surprise me to see him get some first round consideration, even though I think he's probably more of a second, third round type. But you just never know sometimes with the NFL draft. And I think how the Sooners play this year, especially on the defensive side of the football, can go a long way into helping these guys get more first round consideration. And it's like I said, it's going to be an exciting year to watch. I can't wait to begin breaking down this team and previewing the 2021 college football season with you a little bit more. We'll start having our positional breakdowns here in the coming weeks as we start gearing up for 2021. And that's going to do it for today's episode of the Locked On Sooners podcast. Again, thank you so much for joining the show and listening and subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. Again, the show is available on Apple, Google, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. Make sure you go to Twitter and follow us on Twitter at Locked On Sooners. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. And until tomorrow, Boomer Sooner. And today on the Locked On Today podcast, is Kawhi Leonard's time in LA over? Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.